Welcome to the Lord's house as we are privileged to offer worship and praise to God. Please sign the attendance register at the end of your pew and pass it on to your neighbors, as this will help us serve our church and family and visitors. In the bulletin, please take note of all the announcements page that issues all the upcoming meetings and activities this week and for the rest of the month. Your generosity in providing for the church's food pantry is always appreciated. Time for dinner groups again. We just had a wonderful meal at Peggy and Jerry's this week, so I'd recommend that you fill this out, put in the offering tray, and for the next few weeks, and we'll get you signed up to participate in that. It's a fun event and a lot of good food as well. Also, please take note of the announcement in the bulletin about the sharing box. Back in the foyer, there's a pad there that you can fill out anything that you might have as far as thoughts, ideas, praises, or concerns. Please fill that out. And we'd like to welcome Bob McGee this morning. He's going to be delivering our Sunday message. We're looking forward to that. Pastor Dennis and Carrie are taking some vacation time to visit their son's family and also attend their son's service of baptism this morning. So that's a big deal for them. And today, please come back or stay after the 11 o'clock service. We're having our August potluck this morning. There's already food down in the kitchen, so we're excited about that. And the Koinonia class is doing the serving and cleanup on that. Brian?
Good morning, everybody. I invite you to stand for the call to worship. Come, let us praise the Lord. Let us sing for joy to God who protects us. Come, let us bow down and worship him.
Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
He is our God. We are the people he cares for, the flock for which he provides. We'll now sing hymn number 699, all stanzas of Rejoice, the Lord is King.
Rejoice, the Lord is King, the risen Christ adore. Rejoice, give thanks and sing, and triumph evermore. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say. Death and hell are to our Jesus given. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say, rejoice. Rejoice in glorious hope, for Christ our judge shall come to glorify the saints for their eternal home. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice, rejoice again, I say.
Let us pray. Merciful and loving God, as we assemble in your house to worship your holy name, may each of us understand that your love for us is great, and that you embrace each of us as your children. As 1 John 3:1 tells us, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. We embrace your Holy Spirit's guidance in worship and indeed throughout our lives as we offer our praise this Lord's Day morning. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Let's take a moment to greet each one this morning.
I think it's now time for the children to come up as we sing 190.
Tell me the stories of Jesus I love to hear. Things I would ask him to tell me if he were here. Scenes by the way. Tales of the sea, stories of Jesus, tell them to me.
Good morning. I only heard good mornings from out there. Good morning. There, I just had to get the littlest one to do it. Gosh. Anyway, well, normally when I come up here, I have a card, don't I? It's kind of my notes. But my message this morning is one I know really, really well because it's one that I really particularly like. And it's about a passage that Jesus said, whatever you have done for the least of these, you have done to me or for me. And I love that passage. Do you know what that means when we say that? It means every time you help somebody, even if it's a little bitty help, It's just like you're helping Jesus. Because when we help other people, we show them what being a Christian is all about. And it's about sharing love, just like Jesus says. Jesus says, always share love, doesn't he? Uh-huh. Do unto others and all that kind of good stuff. Yep, we've studied that a whole lot, haven't we? Love your neighbor. Love everyone. God loves everyone, doesn't he? Yeah, he does. And that's what that passage means. When you do something good for someone, you do something good for Jesus. But you know what? The opposite is true, too. If you do something bad for someone, Jesus feels that, too. Yep. The good, the bad. It's always treat people with love, the kind of love that Jesus treats people with. Should we have a prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your glorious and great love, a love that goes beyond what we are able to understand, a love so great that you would send your Son to save us from ourselves. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for everything that we learn here in our church. We thank you for parents who share Christ's love with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. I have the prayers and praises for this Sunday, the latest list that I know of. First of all, Lori Layton, who is Ryan's mother, she was life-flighted to Columbia Wednesday following a pressure cooker that exploded, which left her with extensive second-degree burns on her torso, arms, and wrists. She was able to go home on August the 4th, and she will have to be returning to the hospital for bandages, changes, and but she's doing better, according to Ryan, so we're very happy to hear that. Ed and Shirley Keel. Ed is at Johnson County Rehabilitation with a fractured vertebra in his lower back. He feels that he is receiving better care there and will probably spend about 10 more days in rehab. Dolly Llewellyn is feeling much better from her pneumonia and lung infection. Bob and Judy Settles. Bob is out of the ICU. His MRI showed that he did have a mild stroke. This, coupled with dehydration and low blood sugar, was probably the cause of his fall. Louise and Bob Russick. Louise has been home now a couple of weeks following rehab at Newmark. Kathy and Dave Archer. Kathy is recovering at home from back surgery. Lauren Kirby is in extended care in Mesa, Arizona, where he is living now close to his son Mike and his family. Susan Hanks is continuing with physical therapy at her home. Jerry and Betty Donahue. Betty has a follow-up appointment this coming week to evaluate her medications and general issues. We're also keeping in our prayers Rihanna and John Ralston, Philip Woods, the grandson of Linda Rapp, Sam and Glenn Bartley's son, Johnny Sturwalt, Perla Morris' niece, Michelle Vallis, Lana Witten's daughter, Beth Witten, and her granddaughter, Samantha Sander, Luella Scott's niece, Michelle of Stola, Nebraska, Bonnie Wisdom's son-in-law, Chris Bishop, and I was handed another note this morning. Edna Williams is in North Kansas City Hospital. She had right shoulder surgery this past week, a replacement the second time, it says. Originally, it was a few years back. And then evidently after surgery, there was a blood clot result, which is going to determine how she has her rehab. And then of course we do want to also lift Dennis and Carrie for a safe return home from their vacation time. If you will join me in prayer. Merciful and loving God, it is always a great joy for us to assemble in your house and to offer you worship and praise every Lord's Day morning. As Paul writes in Ephesians 1, 6 through 8, let us praise God for his glorious grace, for the free gift he gave us in his dear Son. For by the death of Christ we are set free, that is, our sins are forgiven. How great is the grace of God, which he gave us in such large measure. We are humbled by the truth that your Son Jesus willingly humbled himself, became one of us, and took on the cross as he became the final sacrificial lamb for the forgiveness of our sins, and ushered in the hope of life eternal for all who willingly repent and accept Christ as Savior. Christ's incredible sacrifice compels us as people of faith to also willingly offer the best of ourselves for the benefit of others, and so our works can also be a testimony of your great love. As 1 Peter 4, 10 through 11 tells us, each of us should use whatever gifts we have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. We are not to be slothful in zeal, but rather be fervent in spirit as we strive to serve the Lord. Thus, as we embark upon the tasks set before us this new week, O God, we pray that your Holy Spirit may guide us in our endeavors to bring glory to your kingdom as we serve others in your holy name. This we pray as we also recite the prayer our Lord Jesus teaches us to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
death. Perverse and foolish oft I strayed, but yet in love ye sought me, and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me. The King of love my shepherd is, my shepherd is, the King of love, and so through thy goodness faileth never. Good Shepherd, may I sing thy praise. Within thy house, within thy house forever, within thy house, within thy house, within thy house, within thy house forever. Good Shepherd, may I sing thy praise within thy house
Each of the three stanzas of this morning's communion hymn is addressed to our Lord Jesus, who breaks the bread and pours the wine. The first stanza describes the three elements of the Lord's Supper, the bread, the wine, and also the words of institution offered by Jesus. The second stanza offers these symbols of the Lord's Supper as pledges of Christ's love. Then the third and final stanza brings us out of the intimacy of the moment to understand that we are all being commissioned through the Lord's Supper to go out into the world and to serve so that the will of God may be achieved. With humble devotion to God in Christ, may we prepare our hearts to receive the bread and cup of the Lord's Supper as we turn this morning to the communion hymn number 411 and sing all stanzas, "For the Bread Which You Have Broken."
For the bread you have spoken.
Before Jesus left his disciples, he said to them, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. By this, all men and women will know that you are my disciples." And when our Lord Jesus Christ had gathered in the upper room, he took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." And in like manner, the Lord took the cup, and when he had blessed it, he poured it out, and he said to them, "Drink of it, all of you, for as often as you eat of the bread and drink of the cup, you proclaim my death until I come again. Do this in remembrance of me." The gifts of God for the people of God.
Lord, we take the time to remember your great sacrifice for our sins. Remember your broken body and shed blood, not for everything you did wrong, but because of. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for your grace, that through your Son, Jesus Christ, you establish this supper in which we celebrate the Holy Spirit. Help us to use this gift worthily to confess and forsake our sins and know that we are forgiven through Jesus Christ, and to grow in faith and love day by day until at last we enjoy the eternal salvation through your Son. Amen.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Thank you.
The author of James 2, 14 through 17 tells us, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, 'Go in peace, be warmed and filled,' without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. May these words of Scripture inspire us to be generous in our deeds and our resources, as Dave offers a word of prayer and we receive our tithes and offering.
Dear Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to meet in your house to worship you. We experience your blessings every day, and they are given to us freely. May we now return to you a portion of that which is already yours. Bless these tithes, gifts, and offerings, and bless the giver. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you and praise you, O Lord, for all of your gifts, but especially for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We acknowledge, O Lord, that all that we have comes from you, and you have made us a trustee, and that we can never outgive you. We thank you, Lord, for those who have shared. We thank you for the blessings that we receive and that we have in this nation, and the freedoms we enjoy. Take our lives, O Lord, and help us to be a blessing to others. Receive these gifts as a portion of our love for you. For we ask it in the name of the King of Love, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
I guess I'm on my own up here now. Thank you, Ryan, for that message and song. And thank you for the honor of inviting me back to share in this service. I appreciate all that this church is doing, and I'm happy to report to you that you're one of the really growing churches in the Northland, and having served in 6 different congregations since I retired, and 2 of them twice, it's always a joy to be here with you. And Dennis has the right name, patience. You need a lot of patience as a pastor. I always say I'm kind of a poor man's psychiatrist, you know. But it is a joy, and it's a joy to have a couple of your members who have shared with us in the medical dental mission to Jamaica, Kay Yoakum and Kimberly Bouquet, has gone 3 times. And then, of course, in the early days of our mission, we had Pastor Robert George and Pastor Tom Blakely. But I want to thank you for your generous gift last year that made it possible for us to touch a lot of lives. And that was that you gave us $500 to buy medicines with. And that $500 translated into $5,000, for we're able to buy medicines for 10 cents on the dollar. And we usually take about $50,000 or $60,000 worth of medicine, which makes a lot of difference to a lot of people. And thank you for that. It's nice to see a number of folks. And thanks for Gail and Doug being here. We sent them out as a number of years ago as missionaries to the Northland, and they've done such a good job up here. And many of the people who were down at North Kansas City have come into this area, and we're glad. Because as I visit a number of our churches, many of them have not recovered as much from the pandemic as you have. I heard someone coming up behind me, and I turned around, and there was a man who had a white cane, and on each arm he had a daughter. And he said to me, "Hey, I want to see the doctor. I want to see the eye doctor." Well, I noticed that white cane, and you know what that means. I said, "Well, I'll check with the doctor." And he couldn't even see the E on the chart, but I didn't want to dash anybody's hopes. And so I saw him go back. I took him back to the doctor, and his 2 daughters who were there with him went back along. About 30 minutes later, he came back out, and he had his cane all folded up under his arms, and his 2 daughters were behind him, and he came out and said, "I could see, I could see." And on his eyes he had 2 Coke-sized glasses, like Harry Truman pictures of him we used to see. And he said, "I have 2 pairs of glasses, and I can see, and I can read." You helped to make that possible. About 20-some years ago or longer, I went with a group from Overland Park down to Jamaica to carry on a mission. And outside of a little church, I was sitting there on the steps, and the thought came to me, because I had been a military chaplain, a hospital chaplain in St. Louis and here in Kansas City. I said, "I don't even like to paint my own house, and I didn't enjoy going down someplace else and painting." And I could see many of you don't enjoy painting either. But I thought, what these folks really need, it was a kind of a divine moment, is more doctors and more dentists and more nurses and more teachers and people that can help them. And so I talked with one of the other team members who was from Tennessee, who handled our paperwork. And I said, "Well, let's get a mission that specializes or tries to get physicians to go with us. And he agreed. And so that was how our medical dental mission was born. And we had as a kind of a theme, building bridges. Many people thought, well, we were trying to create and build bridges, but what we really were trying to do was build bridges of love, bridges of understanding, bridges of friendship, and bridges of churches together, what we could accomplish and do. And that was the beginning of the medical dental mission. Service above self, building bridges of understanding. And our mission is to serve, service above self. And in 1 week, we try to serve 2,500 people, 1,500 by our medical services. And we have, we already have for next winter's mission, three physicians, most of them from North Kansas City Hospital. And we're seeking for some nurse practitioners to assist us. And an eye doctor, we have an eye doctor who's, and two dentists, and the possibility of some dentists from the School of Medicine to help. We try to reach 2,500 people. What we are doing is making a difference in somebody's life. And I was inspired a number of years ago by a man, Denny Collins. Some of you may know him. Some of the women may know his wife, who is Balti Latwako, Dr. Balti Latwako, a OBGYN physician. And I met Dennis through Rotary, and he said to me, he said, you know, Bob, if you do something for someone, for a man or a woman, and for their children or their grandchildren, they'll remember it for a long time. They'll remember it forever. Because certainly our children are our most precious gift. Faith, family, friends. These are the real qualities of life that touch us and make us who we are. Now our church, or our mission, has a number of avenues of service. As I mentioned, medical, because the people up in the hill country, they never see a doctor unless they go down to the cities down on the coast. And they're kind of forgotten about up there. So we have medical services, and then another service that they really, really like is the dental services, because they never get a dentist very often. And there was an older lady who came in. She said, my teeth are hurting me. I haven't slept for 30 days. I want you to pull my tooth. And the dentist said, well, which one is it? And she opened her mouth, and she had one last tooth. And then eyes. You know, that makes a wonderful bit of difference, is we try to give out or see at least 600 eye patients, one or two of our eye doctors. And then we've started something new, and something that's very important is the pharmaceutical, taking the medicines, which you helped us to do last year, and I appreciate it so much. Because they have a visiting nurse that comes through every other month, and she'll take a blood pressure, and she'll say, oh boy, your blood pressure is really up there. Here, I'll give you a prescription. Well, that prescription isn't worth very much, because up there in the hill country, there's no pharmacy. There's no doctor, there's no dentist, there's no pharmacies. So they have to take that prescription and get a cab and go down to the city and stand in line and pay for a prescription and then take the cab back. And so they're really glad to see us, because as a couple of years ago, we were driving out to visit one of the clinics, for we try to have like two or three clinics every day in different locations. And we have buses that take us out there. And so we were going along and we picked up a lady and we said, are you going down to the clinic? She said, yes. I said, how are you? She said, I'm fine, I'm great. I got up this morning and I looked out and I saw the health bus go by and I knew it was going to be a wonderful day and I'd get to see a doctor or a nurse practitioner. It meant everything to her. And then recently, well, when I was here last time, I think we brought in one of those little pets, not the four-legged kind, but the kind that P-E-T, P for personal, E for energy, and T for transportation. And they make these right down here at Columbia, Missouri, and they send them down, a couple, three, and it's for people who have to crawl around in the dirt or be in a wheelchair on level ground and on hard surfaces. That's wonderful, but many of the people up in the hill country cannot. But we, for a number of years, we took 8 or 10 of these down and put them together. That didn't take a lot to put them together, but they meant a lot of difference. But in about 4 or 5 years ago, the Ministry of Health came to us and they said, we want you to bring some sewing machines and teach the young ladies or young men how to sew. Now, there's not too many of you who sew anymore, but it used to be a standard requirement in schools for the ladies a number of years ago. But why on earth would you want a sewing machine? Well, about every community needs a seamstress. But this is a particular thing. We teach them how to make washable sanitary napkins for the young ladies. Because the young ladies drop out of school 1 week a month during their monthly cycles. And they lose 25% of their education because there's no place to buy sanitary napkins up there in the hill country. And it's very, very important. And we have First Christian in North Kansas City for a number of years, had a group of ladies that came in every Monday and they made, and we took 500 or 600 of these along with us, and we still do because they're very important. But the ladies down there have had to give it up this year because most of them have become to a place where they can't make them anymore. But this is a very important part of our ministry, our avenues of service. And we have a church in Tennessee that buys 5 or 6 of these sewing machines or more. And one lady down there that organizes, and we have 3 ladies who've already committed for next winter. We've had nearly 30 people that say, we want to go next year. So this is important. I want to tell you about some of the miracles that I've seen over the last few years. About 10 years ago, we had a young doctor, Cynthia Savage, from over here at Independence. And she went to Kansas City University of Medicine and Bioscience over on Independence Avenue. And she went down and was working out in a remote area when we were getting ready to go back to our conference center. And we heard a scream. And I turned around and there was a little, probably an 8 or 9 year old girl who had just a little tea towel and sheet around her. What had happened, she had pulled off some hot oil from the stove and had burned herself. Now, there were 2 miracles that day. One was Cynthia was there. 1 week a year, we're there. And Cynthia knew how to treat burns. And although we were getting ready to leave, she took the time to spend about a half an hour, 45 minutes with her mother. The second miracle was this. Someone in a church here in America at Sensum Medicines particularly. In our formulary, we try to cover everything that is most urgent. And two of our physicians were up in the land of Goshen. You know, Goshen mentioned in the Bible, in many of the churches down there, they're named after Bible names. Up in the land of Goshen. And so we were able to help. Cynthia was able to help this mother. A few years ago, we had another woman doctor from Memphis, Tennessee. She and her husband are both physicians, and they have gone for a number of years. She found a young girl who had a lump in her breast, and she made arrangements for her to come to her home in Memphis, Tennessee, and to get into the special St. Jude's Hospital. And the next year when we went down there, they brought this young girl and her family came in, and they said, we want to see the doctor. We want to see Dr. Cerise. And it had made a difference in her life, for they took care of this lump. Our team adopted a man who had Parkinson's, and they sent him medicines every year. We used to take medicines, eye medicines, for an older pastor once a year. God opens the eyes in an impossible situation. There was one of the men down there in Jamaica who was helping the school. He was on the school board, and they had a resource room, and we helped him build this resource room. It's really a nice room, but they had everything but books. Now, a resource room is not very valuable, but we had a lady, Jo Harper. Some of you may know her. Jo is a remarkable person who's had about 10 or 15 brain surgeries, and she just keeps going. And during the problem in Ukraine, she brought a girl back that had been an exchange student, and then she brought her whole family back. Joanne is a remarkable person. She's retired from the telephone company. Well, she works with the book bank, and she brought enough books to make their resource room. And so we were feeling really good about that, that we'd help this church to get all these books set up. And one of the men, the wife, his wife is a Methodist pastor down there, he came up to me and he said, well, Bob, what we really need is an ambulance. Well, how many of you got enough money in your pocket for an ambulance? I think about an ambulance, having worked with the fire department, as a $200,000 or $300,000 vehicle. And so I just said, whoa, you know, that's an impossibility. So I went back. We were sitting around that evening, and one of the guys came up to me and he said, you know, I think I know where we can get a couple of ambulances. Well, you do? You're going to steal them? He said, well, the Kansas City Fire Department's going to give up the ambulances. And so sure enough, in about a month or two, we had a couple of ambulances. They had new motors, all new tires, but the Jamaican government wouldn't accept them because they weren't brand new. And so one of the Royals players had them taken to his island where he was from. Miracles do happen. You got to believe in a dream. Miracles can happen with people. We had three young people who've come from Jamaica and got a four-year education up at our church college because someone believed and someone opened the door. And, you know, I just happened to think about it. I didn't read all my scriptures for you, did I? Well, I got so excited that I'm sorry, But one was the Great Commission, where Jesus said, "Go ye therefore into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you." And Jesus, in the other one, said, "Proclaim Christ and him crucified." The demonstrations of the power and the Spirit. And I've seen that change come over to many of our people who are involved and many of the people that we reach out. It is a miracle. Sometimes just small things can be a real miracle. A Jamaican man came in and looked at, we ask everybody to take two suitcases, one for your own gear, your own things you don't need too much, you know, shorts and t-shirts and shoes. And the other is the medicine and things that you want to give away. And we take the medicine in, and there's about 20 bags of medicine, and we put them all out on tables. And then after the church service, we have one bus that goes to the Catholic church for the Catholic physicians and workers, and one that goes to the Protestant church, the United Church of Jamaica and Grand Cayman, which includes the Christian Church disciples. And then we come back in the afternoon and we start to break this medicine down. They want it, the customs people want to make sure that it's still in its bulk, so it's what you say it is. And we have to send that down there, that list down there, 60 days before we arrive. And you don't mail it down, you don't ship it, because you're not sure where it's going to go. And if you do send it someplace, it'll be other than where you want it. So we take it with us. And then we break it down. And that is the power of the Spirit, remembering that Christ crucified. He is to the glory of God. And in the scripture, it has this little verse. I think it's 1 Corinthians 10th chapter, 31st verse. If you drink or if you eat, do it to the glory of God. Or whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. And I thought about that verse this week, you know. You're not going to get in too much trouble before you do something if you're doing it for the glory of God. That puts some pretty frames of reference on us. I bear witness to God in action, because two of our ladies took a wheelchair that had been their mother's and then their father's. And their father went with us. He was a noted physician here in the Northland, Dr. Dean Warner. And he used this, and they took it down and they gave it to a lady who needed a wheelchair. Yes, miracles do happen, and they can happen. And you can make the difference in someone's life by reaching out and by showing love and kindness. Thanks be to God, who gives us the ultimate victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. For at the end of that scripture in Corinthians, it says, "Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor the heart of man conceived what great and wonderful things God has for those who love him." Thanks be to God for Berry Christian Church and the great work that you're doing. Each one of you. Let us pray. Almighty and loving God, we thank you for the church. And in spite of our mistakes and shortcomings and failures, it is Jesus Christ who redeems us, saves us, and teaches us to love. And in a world and in a country which is very divided nowadays, help us to realize that through the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, that it is stronger than any division or any opinion or any political party that we might belong to. And so we thank you today for these people and for the good that they have done through Christ our Savior. Amen. Our hymn of invitation this morning is hymn number 464, the first and fifth verse. If there's someone who would like to join with our church family, either by your confession of faith that Jesus Christ is your Lord and personal Savior, we invite you to come down, or by transfer of membership, would you come as we sing this hymn, 464. Please stand.
God of grace and God of glory, on thy people pour thy power. Crown thine ancient church's story, bring its bud to glorious flower. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, facing of this hour, for the facing of this hour. Save us from weak resignation to the evils we deplore. Let the search for thy salvation be wisdom, grant us courage, serving thee whom we adore, serving thee whom we adore.
May we remain standing for the benediction. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ask or think, be the power, glory, and dominion, now and forevermore, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen.
Let us now depart in thy peace, blessed Jesus. Send us to our homes with God's love in our hearts. Let not the busy world claim all our loyalties. Keep us ever mindful, dear.